You're listening to CAP Radio News. False information about COVID-19 vaccines continues to spread on social media and comes as cases are on the rise. CAP Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols and contributor Stephen Roscone fact-checked several claims in this week's Can You Handle the Truth segment. They spoke with CAP Radio anchor Randall White.
Chris, let's start with you. PolitiFact fact-checked a popular Instagram post that makes a questionable claim about vaccines and miscarriages. What did it say? And then, of course, what is the truth?
This post cherry-picks and manipulates some data from a scientific study to make a false and alarming claim. It says there's a high miscarriage rate, more than 80%, for women who got an mRNA COVID-19 vaccine early in their pregnancies. And the Instagram post arrives at this flawed conclusion based on a small sample of completed pregnancies. But in reality, the majority of study participants are either still pregnant or have not yet had follow-ups with the study's authors. Researchers said early results have not found an increased risk of miscarriage tied to the COVID-19 vaccination. They also acknowledge there's limited data on this topic and that it requires further research.
There is another false claim about vaccines making the rounds on Instagram. This one deals with infants and childhood vaccines, though not the COVID-19 vaccine. What are the facts with this one?
These social media posts claim that common childhood vaccines cause sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS. And you're right, Randall, this is also a false, baseless claim. SIDS refers to the sudden and unexplained death of an apparently healthy baby, also called crib death. But scientific studies have consistently shown that there is no causal relationship between vaccines and SIDS. Those studies also show that receiving recommended immunizations can lower an infant's risk of SIDS. And meanwhile, the CDC recommends that during their first 6 months, infants get vaccinated against a range of diseases, from tetanus to whooping cough to polio and several others. And studies looking at each of these vaccines have found no associations between them and SIDS.
Well, Chris, thank you for those fact checks. Okay, let's check in with PolitiFact California contributor Stephen Roscone. Stephen, you looked at a misleading claim on social media that said San Francisco was allowing children to get the COVID vaccine without their parents' approval. Tell us about that one.
Just as the FDA was about to approve the Pfizer vaccine for emergency use for minors 12 and up, San Francisco issued a health order saying if you are a minor, you can consent to the vaccine only if you are emancipated, as according to the state, or considered self-sufficient.
So most of this information was in the health order?
Exactly. And it recognizes that emancipated minors are not the norm, but should have a choice to receive the vaccine. Most of the misinformation came from Twitter and Facebook users sharing a portion of the health order, which clearly says San Francisco allowing minors to consent to receive the COVID vaccine.
What did the city and experts have to say about this?
San Francisco's Department of Public Health confirmed this was only the case for emancipated minors, and healthcare providers giving out the shot would still have to try to get a parent's consent before giving out any shots.
And what PolitiFact rating did we give this fact check?
Because San Francisco allows some minors to consent to the vaccine on their own, we rated this claim as mostly false.
That was PolitiFact California contributor Stephen Roscone and reporter Chris Nichols speaking with CAP Radio anchor Randall White.